Family members and loved ones of those missing since the building's collapse have created a makeshift memorial for them nearby. A chain link fence now covered in photos and flowers, candles and notes, containing prayers for those who are still missing. Rescue crews continue the search tonight as more than 150 people still are unaccounted for. News Nation anchor Marnie Hughes introduces us to a woman who says she's praying for a miracle that her mother be found.
These are the faces of the missing after an oceanfront condo building collapsed in the middle of the night in Surfside, Florida. Lorenzo and his dad, Alfredo Leon. Juan Mora on the 10th floor. Stella Catarassi and her mother, Graciela. And Miriam and Arnie Notkin. Rachel Spiegel's mom is also unaccounted for.
You know, I'm concerned about my mom. I wonder if she was sleeping. I wonder if she got woken up. You know, she didn't call any of us. Her phone's on, goes to voicemail. I know that they're doing everything in their power. They're going to bring in more equipment. But we're just praying for a miracle. I know my mom is a fighter. I know she loves us. I know she doesn't want to give up. So, you know.
Rachel takes a moment to hug the mayor of Surfside, Charles Burkett, with her siblings by her side.
I don't know if anything is quote unquote helpful, but what else are we going to do? We're waiting. We're doing our best to hold it together. I mean, we're not doing the job.